Yeah, I was looking at two different verses today. I was looking in Psalm 39, and then I was also looking at 1 Timothy. And sometimes it's amazing to me how you can look at two different verses from two separate things, but you see how they just flow together. And I don't have time to look at both of them. But I want to start by looking at the psalm. This is a psalm from David. And it starts off by saying, I said I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I'll restrain my mouth with a muzzle, while the wicked are before me. I was mute with silence. I held my peace, even from good. And my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Lord, make me to know my end. And what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am? Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadths. So here's what David is saying. Lord, make known to me. I want to know. Help me to understand. Help me to see that my days have an end. Help me to see what that end is. Help me to see the limit of my days, the measure of my days. Help me. What David is saying is, help me to see that this life that I'm living, this natural life in this natural world, with all of its joys, with all of its sorrows, with all of its accomplishments and victories, and all of its setbacks and frustrations and trials, that all the things of this life are but temporary, and it's but a whisper. David is saying, help me to remember that there is an eternity. The days that I'm not in this flesh are astronomically larger, because it's forever, than the days that I live in this flesh. We look at this life and we see it as from the beginning to end, this is the culmination of all things. But it's not. This is but a small, infinitesimal, small, little portion of our existence. Because we exist forever. And David is saying, help me to remember that which to me seems overwhelmingly important at this moment. Help me remember. What's important is my eternity. What's important is my life with you for all eternity. That's what's important. These hardships, these trials, these things that come to pass, that we focus so much attention on and we worry and we wrestle about, it's all going to pass. It's all going to pass. It's nothing. In the grand scheme of things, this life is nothing. It's a precursor to the true life that we have. The true life that's been established through us in Jesus Christ. It's a true life that we can have. He's provided it for us. We have to lay hold of it. And this is what David is saying. Help me to remember. Help me to know. Help me to see that indeed my days have a number. They're but handbreadths. And my age is nothing as before you. Well, that's true. Yeah, you know, we think we mature. We think that as we age, we gain more wisdom, which is true. It's nothing compared to the wisdom. Nothing compared to the wisdom and the experience of the God that we serve. He goes on to say, still in verse number 5, certainly every man at his best state is but a vapor. So David's talking to us about the shortness, the brevity of life. We get caught up in the things of life. You know, whatever you might be facing today, it might seem like it's overwhelmingly important. And it might seem like I can't survive this. It might seem like there's no way out. It might seem like whatever you're facing is consuming you, and you will be consumed. You will not. This too, whatever it is, will pass. These things of life, these things in this physical life, are all transitory. They're all transitory. They come and they pass. And they're nothing, because this life that we live in this flesh is, as David said, but a vapor. We need to look at our life from the perspective of, thank you, Jesus, for this life that I have. And thank you, Jesus, that this life is temporary. I don't have to live in this physical body, in this physical shell, and in this fallen world. I don't have to live here forever. You know, David goes on to say, in verse number 12 and verse number 13, I love to verse number 12. At the end of that psalm, he says, hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I'm a stranger with you, a sojourner, as all my fathers were. David is saying, I understand. All my fathers came and they went. All who came before me came and they went. And David realized, so will I. This life will end. We need to be thankful Thank you, Jesus, for this life that I have. But thank you that I'm not constrained to be here for eternity. I've got something better. And if I can see life in that perspective, I can see that it's just temporary. There's nothing so bad that's happening that I can't get through it. That in Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit, I can't get through it. And you know what? In Jesus Christ and in the power of the Holy Spirit, I can overcome and be a victor in it. I can overcome victoriously in it. But no matter what I face today, it's just not all that important. Because I'm just going through life representing, as David said, I'm here. I'm here representing Jesus Christ. You're here. Your call as a believer is to represent Jesus Christ and to share that good news, to share the gospel so that others understand that they have an eternity. They have something far better. They have something that lies ahead of them that is far better than this temporal and temporary life that we live in. David said, "Hear my prayer, O God, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you and a sojourner as my fathers were." David is saying, in this land, I'm with you, God. I'm not a citizen of this world. I'm not a citizen of this life. This is not my permanent home. I don't dwell here. I don't belong here. I might reside here, but this is not where I come from. This is not my destiny. This is not where I'm a citizen. My citizenship lies with you. I'm a sojourner with you. And David said, with you. He put his place with God. He realized his place permanently was with God. And even when Jesus came and Jesus was flesh in this earth, when he became, when God himself became flesh on this earth, became a man, it too was temporary. He gave his life up because this is not the ultimate. This is not the apex. This is not the epitome that we're looking for. This is not the heights. God gives us victory. Through Jesus Christ, we have victory in every situation. But even in all these victories, this is not the heights. This is not the apex. We're not citizens here. Our citizenship is in heaven. We're not citizens here. David understood that. Now I want to move ahead to Timothy. Timothy is being taught by Paul. So this is Paul's letter to Timothy in 2 Timothy. It says in verse number 1 of chapter 2 of 2 Timothy, "So you, my son, be strong, strengthened inwardly in the grace spiritual blessing that is to be found in Christ Jesus." So he's encouraging Timothy. Timothy is a leader. We look at the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy. We look at those books and we say, "Oh, well, this is Paul's letter to someone who's a pastor, who's a teacher, who's a leader. So it doesn't really apply to me." No, these are the standards that God expects for all of us to have. So these words are true. As Paul spoke them to Timothy, he's speaking them to you and I as well. So picture Paul, picture God speaking through Paul and saying to you, "So you, my son, be strong, strengthened inwardly in the grace and spiritual blessing that is to be found in Christ Jesus. And the instructions which you have heard from me, along with many witnesses, transmit in trust as a deposit to the reliable and faithful men who will be competent and qualified to teach others also. Take with me your share of hardships and suffering, which you are called to endure as a good soldier, a first-class soldier of Jesus Christ." Listen to this. "No soldier, even in service, gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him." Paul is saying, you got to look at yourself as a soldier. You got to look at yourself as someone that is not. He's seeing the same thing that David saw. He's seeing that the citizenship is not to here in this world. Our citizenship and where we belong is not here in this natural, in this physical. This is but temporary. This is but a vapor. Our citizenship is in heaven. Our citizenship is with Jesus Christ. We are joint heirs with him. We are seated in those heavenly spheres with him. That's a spiritual reality. That is a spiritual truth. These are the promises that are ours. It's true right now in the spiritual realm. We can't see it in this natural realm. But why would I want to dwell? Why would I want to maintain and see everything through the perspective of this physical? What David was saying was, I'm not a citizen of this place. I understand that I will not dwell forever in this flesh. That I'm a citizen, I'm a sojourner. And that means I'm coming to this place with you, God, as a foreigner. This life, this physical realm, it's foreign to me because I'm with you. That's how David expressed it. Paul is saying, and wanting each one of us to realize and to see, that in the same way that a soldier, let me read that to you again. No soldier, well, I'll go back to verse number 3. Take with me your share of the hardships and the sufferings which you are called to endure as a good first-class soldier of Jesus Christ. He's saying that, you know, our allegiance is not to the things of this life. Our citizenship, and Paul does say this, our citizenship is not here in this country. Our citizenship is not even here in this world. We are but merely passing by, because life is like a vapor. We are merely passing by. We are foreigners to this world, foreigners to this physical world. Because our true heart, our true allegiance, who we truly are in Jesus Christ, is that spiritual being that's going to live forever and ever. And we are here representing Jesus Christ. We don't belong here, but we're here to represent Jesus Christ so that we can share the good news, so we can share the gospel. And Paul goes on to say, in the same way that soldier, when he's in service, no soldier when in service. In other words, if you're a soldier, you answer to your higher command, whether it be your sergeant, whether it be your colonel, all the way up the line. Ultimately, there's one person in charge who sets all the standards. And as a soldier, you answer to that individual. You answer to that person. That is where your direction comes from. Your service is to him. We spend too much time serving ourselves, and we spend too much time serving ourselves in this world, serving ourselves in the flesh. We serve ourselves in the flesh, although the flesh is not our ultimate final home. This physical world is not our ultimate final home. As soldiers, we're supposed to serve the ones who are in command, and we're soldiers in Jesus Christ. So Paul says, as soldiers, no soldier who's in service gets entangled in the enterprises of civilian life. His aim is to satisfy and please the one who enlisted him. Our aim, our goal, today, this week, our aim and our goal should be to satisfy not our needs, to satisfy not our concerns and our comforts. Our goal should be to satisfy the one to whom we're enlisted to. That's Jesus Christ. Jesus wants to work through you. You know, Jesus will meet your needs. Even though you and I are just merely sojourners, not citizens of this world, citizens of heaven, just visitors, foreigners, sojourners in this physical, natural realm, he will still meet our needs. He will still take care of all things, but he wants us to have our focus not on me meeting my needs, not on me being self-centered and selfish and worried about my things, my concerns, what my needs are today. But it should be to take the gospel, because I need to obey and I need to have the concerns. I need to take on the heart of the one that I'm enlisted to. Not get entangled in the physical demands, in the physical concerns for my own physical things, but be concerned, be entangled, not in these things, but to have that desire, to have the heart of God, to have the heart of Jesus Christ, the one that I'm enlisted in, and to take that good news, to take that gospel, to take that freedom to the world that needs to know him, because there's people in your life, there's people in my life that need to know Jesus Christ. There's people in your life, and you know what? There's even people in the church, even people in the body that you know that still need to hear the good news. They still need to hear the truth of the Word of God. I can't be so entangled in my own concerns about my own physical, carnal, fleshly needs. And they're real. I'm not saying they're not. But I can't become so entangled in those that I lose sight of the greater truth, which I'm not here to serve. I'm not here to serve self. I'm not here to serve my own flesh. I'm just merely a citizen. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm a sojourner. I'm a foreigner. Submitted to Jesus Christ. And all of this will pass. All of this world and natural and earthly things will pass. But how many people in our lives don't see that this life is a vapor and it will pass, and they've not made their preparations for eternity? It's your job and my job. It's your job and my responsibility as soldiers enlisted to Jesus Christ to take that good news, to take that word, to take that truth, to help others see that this is all transitory and this is temporary. There's something greater that Jesus has for you, and it's eternity. And once they see that, and once they grab hold of that, you know what? They can make eternity now in their lives. They can know that they have the hope for eternity, for all the things of eternity and all the promises that are beyond this life. But they can also have eternity in this life. and see the things and see the power of Jesus Christ in their lives. You and I are commissioned to share that good news. This should be our goal, not to meet our needs today, but to meet the needs of others and too. We're commissioned to take that truth of Jesus Christ, that good news, to those around us.